My story. I have lived 50 years, and I've seen life from many different sides. Whatever we are doing in our lives, wherever we have been or whatever point we have reached, we all come to realize that life is one wild adventure, full of many twists and turns. We may enjoy many high points that make this adventure so exciting and fulfilling, but alternatively, we will suffer low points too, where things don't turn out the way we want. This is how I see life. A mix of glorious victories and disappointing defeats. The combination of ups and downs is what we all have to come to expect from our journey through life. We will never be happy with the defeats that come our way, yet to surrender our dreams is simply madness. Nothing should stop us, no matter how many losses we have to deal with. The message I will be providing you with is that if we retain our courage and strength, we will be able to carry on ultimately to achieving our dreams. We all need to accept that as we go through life, we will meet obstacles, setbacks, and outright failures. I know I have. I've had numerous painful experiences on my journey through life, but I have learned an enormous amount from each of them. I am remembered for my successes and not my failures, yet I have had many failures in my life. One of my greatest strengths is that no matter what happened or how hard I got knocked down, I always got back up. Let me share the insights I've gained to help you with how to be better prepared to deal with failure and actually derive some good from it. How to make sure failure is never final is a key concept to making your life journey a success. It makes a statement about who you are, somebody who never quits, never surrenders, who will always fight on until they achieve their dreams. That has been the strength I've carried through life, and in the end, helped me to deliver my dream. You play a major part in determining whether your life goes the way you want it to or not. This requires you to make the decision to take control of your life and do what you must do to make it a success. Are you ready to make that decision and do what's necessary to make things happen for you? One major setback truly tested me, and it was my reactions to this that determined how my life would map out. I lost my house. It was repossessed. The house of my dreams that I had worked so hard to get. 5-bedroomed, gated property, wooden flooring throughout, a large lounge with a music room at the bottom, a large dining room, the kitchen of my wife's dreams, with a morning room to eat our breakfast. We then had the separate laundry room. Then there was my conservatory, housing my indoor swimming pool, home gym and sauna. It truly was a dream home, the type you see in magazines. It was mine, achieved from years of hard work, persistence and long hours. All that effort had been worth it. I simply loved my house and was very proud the first day I put the key into the lock. But circumstances and the ruthlessness of another put me into an impossible position where there was no way out for me. I won't deny I tried everything and probably held on to the house longer than was expected. But the time came where I ran out of options. The house was gone. It was a deeply emotional event, yet over time I was able to recover and eventually personally grew as a result of the experience. It was a trigger to a regenerative and growth process. If this event and the circumstances that led to it hadn't occurred, then I wouldn't have found my way to this career I love, nor the wonderful opportunities it is providing me. I would have stayed doing a job I was good at, but I didn't enjoy, working for people who are only interested in profit and sales, not in customer service and making a difference. So even though at the time it appeared a total disaster, my very worst nightmare, the outcome that it would eventually create, has been such a fantastic one. You will often hear me say every cloud has a silver lining, and you just have to search for what this may be when problems come your way. You must always look for the light at the end of the tunnel. Find potentially some good that may come out of every situation. Yes, I own the house of my dreams, but the lifestyle to achieve this wasn't all that I would have hoped for. I wasn't truly happy with what I was doing, the people I was working with, or the path that my life had taken. yet I would have allowed this to just go on if circumstances hadn't forced me to change. Looking back at this traumatic period, no matter how hard it was at the time, I now know it was a catalyst for helping me find the right path, one that followed my passions, utilizing my skills and talents, and ultimately will make me richer than I was before, not just financially, but emotionally too. Equally of importance, it now allows me to make the difference, changing people's lives for the better. So there I was in the space of 4 months, having both lost my house, being made bankrupt by an unscrupulous organisation, and unemployed because the job for which I was paid £10,000 a month was ended due to the fact that I had achieved a target set for me by the greedy owner 18 months early. He decided that the additional savings he could now make on my salary not being paid would be far better in his pocket. The worst part of this was I had uprooted my family, moved 300 miles away, and now found myself without support and resources. With all my capital gone, my prospects looked bleak. The pressures that were upon me were enormous. The way I responded determined whether these circumstances would make me or break me. I know many people facing this type of situation would never really recover from the distress, and they would allow this painful experience to be negatively life-changing. There is no denying that I found myself in a terrifying situation. I was mortified by what had happened and how it would affect my family. I felt I had the weight of the world around my shoulders. I felt a failure, a loser. In fact, I was feeling sorry for myself in the worst possible way. I didn't let this go on for very long at all. I knew I was better than this. I have never doubted my value or worth, and refused to start now. I knew deep down I could rebuild my life, my finances, and renew my prospects. It just meant I now had to build from the bottom up. So I literally brushed myself down and started all over again. I refused to give up. And that, as you know, is my message to you. We owe it to ourselves and our loved ones not to drown in a pool of self-pity. Some 5 years later, I've built my life all over again, and a business that is created around my passions that is going from strength to strength. Let this resource help you to never give up and realize failure is nothing more than a step on the road to success. Thank you for being here. This is Larry Lewis.